Hey everyone. Welcome back to Better Days Are Coming. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, here to dish out daily doses of positivity and help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving into something super important: creating healthy boundaries in work relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, boundaries again, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting everyone out. It's about protecting your energy, time, and sanity, which are seriously precious commodities, especially in the hustle-bustle world we live in. Ever felt like you were constantly on call, checking emails at midnight, or taking work calls during family dinners? Yeah, that ain't a sustainable recipe for happiness. We all deserve to have a life outside of work, right? To enjoy our hobbies, spend time with loved ones, and recharge our batteries. Setting boundaries helps us do just that. It's about saying no sometimes, prioritizing your own well-being, and creating a healthy balance between your professional and personal life. So, let's unpack some key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries at work. First up, communication is king. Seriously, open and honest communication is the foundation of any strong relationship, and that includes your work relationships. Let your colleagues and boss know what you're comfortable with in terms of availability, communication channels, and workload expectations. Don't be afraid to say, I need some time to wrap up this project before taking on anything else, or I prefer email for non-urgent matters. Priority is key here. Next, learn to say no gracefully. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser or worry about appearing uncooperative. But trust me, learning to decline requests that fall outside your scope or capacity will save you stress and prevent burnout. Remember, saying no doesn't make you rude, it makes you responsible for your time and energy. You can always offer alternative solutions or suggest delegating the task to someone else. Now, respect everyone's time. Think about how much time you value. Wouldn't you want others to do the same? Be mindful of scheduling meetings during reasonable hours and keeping them concise and focused. Avoid sending unnecessary emails late at night or on weekends. Remember, your colleagues have lives outside work too. Establish clear working hours. This one is crucial for creating a healthy separation between your professional and personal life. Set specific start and end times for your workday and stick to them as much as possible. And lastly, prioritize self-care. Seriously, this isn't optional. Taking breaks throughout the day, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities you enjoy will help you stay energized, focused, and resilient. Remember, a happy and healthy you is a productive you. Now, let me paint you a picture of Sarah. Sarah was a total workaholic, constantly checking emails, taking calls after hours, and feeling overwhelmed by her workload. She felt like she was drowning in responsibilities and had no time for herself or her loved ones. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decided to make a change. She started setting boundaries with colleagues, declining unnecessary requests, and prioritizing self-care. She learned to say no without guilt and communicated her availability clearly. To her surprise, things got better. She felt less stressed, had more energy, and even enjoyed spending time with her family again. Setting boundaries doesn't have to be a scary thing. It's about creating a healthy and sustainable work environment that allows you to thrive both professionally and personally. So, remember these key takeaways: communicate openly, say no gracefully, respect everyone's time, establish clear working hours, and prioritize self-care. These simple steps can make a world of difference in your work life and overall well-being. Now, go out there and build those boundaries like the boss you are. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Let's spread the love and create a more supportive and healthy work environment for everyone. I'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of positivity. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.